But before I read the word, and it's a long one, and that's Mark's fault because he told me to write my words down. Well, before I do that, let me tell you this. Let me just tell you what happened. I was laying in my bed this morning while my alarm was supposed to go off way after I woke up, and I woke up laying in a fetal position, and God gave me another word for this church. I don't know if you remember the one he gave me last week that we are pregnant with potential. I woke up and he gave me another word, and I'm like, mm-mm. I don't want to do that again, Father. Not today, at least. And all of a sudden, I became a baby in a womb. I mean, I was in the fetal position, and I was a baby in a womb. And I said to him, see, Father, I'm just a baby in a womb, so I'm not out yet, so I don't have to give this word. And then he said, it's not you. It's Agathos. And I was called to attention. And then I got this yellow pad out. And some of the things that are going to be on this are some things Mark said to me and some things Brad said to me, but I know that it was God speaking to you. And I say this with the fear of the Lord, what I'm about to say. Two things. One, don't count yourself out. Not one person hearing this can count yourself out. He just gave that to me sitting there about 45 minutes ago. And if you say, I'm untogether and I'm not ready, he uses the foolish things of the world. So having said that, here we go. As I sat down and said, okay, Father, you have my attention. This is it. So would you please shut your eyes? This church has destiny on it. God wants to birth something through this church. God wants us to partner with him in bringing things to pass, birthing things on earth. We are a birthing center. We are now in a window of divine opportunity. Individually, each of us needs to press into knowing the love of the Father, so we will trust him as he takes us into uncharted territories. It will take each of us hearing from him and stepping in. Individually, if each of us doesn't really know our Father's love, we will allow fear to grip us, and we won't allow God to do what he wants to do. He's asking each of you right now, and I believe he wants you to answer him in your heart. Will you allow me to have my way? As each one of us comes to really know his love for us, the enemy will lose any grip he has on us as we begin to move forward. This is a you-we destiny. As each of us steps into what God has for us, individually, we will step into it corporately. This is a call to each person individually. It will require each of us to go beyond ourselves. And God highlights beyond yourself. I want to say that again because he highlighted it for me this morning. It will require each of us to go beyond ourselves. Don't miss this divine opportunity to partner with God in birthing something. We are all here for such a time as this. Press in like never before. We as a body need you to. Don't hold us back. We need each other. It's part of the new work God is doing. We will only do it together. It can't be done individually. Megan and myself and Brenda have been praying, I think at least a year, a certain scripture over this church, and today God highlighted something. It's Ephesians 2, 21, 22. It says, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a habitation, a dwelling of God in the Spirit. In whom you also are being built together for a habitation, a dwelling of God in the Spirit. This is about individual responsibility before God to get with Him and find out your part. It's not about looking to another person to bring the destiny of this church to pass. We all have a part. We are birthing a divine destiny. So listen diligently to me, the Father says, and eat what is good.
Amen. Amen. It's just a general backdrop picture of the heart of God for each one of us. God is going to move this church into things that are really beyond what you're used to as far as a typical American church. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be the stuff you see in the book of Acts, the beautiful stuff, the real stuff, not words only. It's going to be the kingdom of God. It's going to be the power of God. But it's going to require every one of us to do it. It isn't God has called me to lead this, but He has not given me all the gifts necessary to do this. He's given us all the gifts necessary to do this. So everyone has to do their part, and that includes us spending time before the Lord, falling in love with the Lord more than we ever have, so that when He moves us into these radical places, we don't back away in fear. We say, the Father has me. I'm good. I'm going. He's got me. And He will move us into great things. Praise God.